Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hello and welcome. This is Tim the Overseer. Amen. We do apologize for the late start today, but it's a blessing to be here nonetheless. Amen. It is good to be here. Hopefully everyone day is going good. Hopefully things are well. Amen. We are praying for the saints. Let God keep you, amen, in sound mind, and that he continues to bless your heart. Amen. We are grateful for this opportunity. We're grateful for being here. Amen. Got a lot of information. Amen. I believe the brother will probably be on with me in a little bit if he ain't already on. Amen. If not, amen. I hadn't got a chance to talk to him, but amen. We will go ahead and move on. And we're going to let the Holy Spirit use us tonight as far as the time frame. Amen. I do have some things that's important, but, amen, when I say I'm getting off early, amen, I end up staying the whole show. So we're just going to depend on the Holy Spirit, amen, to lead us and guide us. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and read, amen, the Context of Love, which is by Paul, which is coming from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, amen, verse 31. Into 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. Amen. We're going to read and see what it says. Amen. It says, but cover earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, do not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another day that you said, dear Heavenly Father, that we should be here. We are so grateful for that, dear Heavenly Father. We are so grateful for your grace and your mercy. We are thankful for your love and your kindness, dear Heavenly Father. Most of all, we are thankful for our eternal life through your Son, Yahshua, that you have blessed us, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come praying that thy holy will be done. We just come praying that you bless us and keep us, dear Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for your word. We just come praying that the Holy Spirit come forth and teach your children. For you said, where there's two or three gathered in the midst, dear Heavenly Father, that you are amongst us, dear Heavenly Father. Again, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your Holy Spirit for leading us, guiding us, and protecting us. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. Amen. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump right on into the word. We have been talking about the Babylonian system for the past couple of about a week or so, we've been talking about Babylon. What is Babylon the Great that's over in Revelation? A lot of people say it's this country, it's that country, it's the U.S., it's Russia, it's China, it's Europe, it's Africa, it's South America. Amen. Actually, once you study, you'll see that Babylon, the nation, the empire, is long gone, thousands of years. It's long gone. But the systematic Babylon, which is still in effect, amen, still in use today, meaning that the governments of the world are using an ancient system to run the world, amen. This is a Luciferian satanic system, amen, that is that was started by its founder, Cush, which was Nimrod's father, amen. And so, amen, so I mean, I have to go back and start. I want to say it is Cush. I think it was Nimrod's father. I have to go back. And so forgive me if I'm wrong. It's kind of, it's been a long time since I read it. But I believe that it is his father. Amen. But I know that he's a descendant of Cush is my point that I'm making. So he's either his father or his grandfather. But I want to say Cush was his dad. So he's the one that actually founded. Originated Babylon. You have to do a little bit more study and research to find that out. And then his son Nimrod was the one that took it to a whole another level. Amen. So that's why his son is accredited as the founder of Babylon, because again, Babylon or Babel, amen, because he, what the level and extent that he took Babel to, amen, he made it grand. Was one of the first established governments of the world. In fact, it was. It was the first established government of the world, supposedly. Amen. Like I said, I'll do more study and research on that. But
hey, brother, I just came in.
Hey, doctor, how you doing? I'm glad you're doing.
I got a bad head cold, and I was sitting up here nodding. I looked at the clock. But I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm right here behind you. Go ahead and do what you got to do.
Amen. All right, then, Dr. I'm glad that you could join me. Amen. You know how it is, amen. I said I wasn't going to be on too long tonight, but you know how it is when the Holy Spirit gets to working.
Right,
amen.
Right,
you
right.
know, we may, amen, we may be on the whole time because, amen, you know, I do have an appointment to take care of some things. Amen.
Okay.
But nonetheless, amen, we're just going to go allow the Holy Spirit to use us, amen. So I was kind of picking up where we had left off last week. Well, we were talking about the Babylonian system. And what we're going to get into tonight, amen, we're going to get into the governments of the Babylonian system. And we're just going to just talk about Revelation. So to start out, amen, I want to start out because I have, you know, it's funny because I always have all these scriptures and everything. And you know how it is, amen, you only get to use so many of them. But some things I want to share tonight, amen, that's been on my heart while I was studying. And I want to call our attention, amen. Let's just start over in 1 Thessalonians. That's where I want to go.
All right.
1 Thessalonians, because there's some things I have to let the listeners know, the saints know. Amen. The saints and the non-believers, amen, the people who are maybe listening that have not yet believed in God, amen. In fact, I'm gonna do this now while I'm at the very beginning. I must, because the Holy Spirit has put this on my heart, I have to send out a warning to those who don't believe in God and the lukewarm church. Amen.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. A lot of people didn't even know what the lukewarm church was. A lot of pastors, a lot of saints, they didn't know what the lukewarm church was. They thought the lukewarm church was believers. Lukewarm church is not believers. Amen. That's why Christ said, "I'll spew you out." He can't spew you out if you're a believer. Amen. We've already proven that. Because once you have eternal salvation, it is yours. Lukewarm means that you are not saved. It just means that you are on the fence. You are going to church. Amen.
Yeah.
This is where the 70%+ people who attend church, and when I say attend church, I mean when you go to an institution or organization that uses the Bible, but they're teaching false doctrine, or they're teaching an occultic type ministry is what they're running.
Right.
And amen. And I'm gonna use Farrakhan. Amen. I'm gonna use the
You got that right.
Which is the Muslims, because he used the Bible, and I'm also going to use the Mormons. They use the Bible, and then I'm going to use the what do they call those people?
Jehovah.
Who? Yeah, Jehovah Witnesses. Yes, sir. Amen. they drop off stuff at my door every now and then, man. You get to read through that stuff. I'm like, man, I can't believe these folks even print this stuff and actually pass this around and put it on people's doors. Amen. So those are our cultic occults. They're using the Bible, amen, but they're not of God, amen. You do your own study and research. Amen. You'll come to the conclusion of what I'm saying. This is your lukewarm church, meaning that Christ gave John the message to warn them, meaning that you have opportunity. Because why? You have opportunity to read the Bible, opportunity to receive salvation. Amen. But if you continue, because I've known people to get delivered from these different occults. They say, I used to be Muslim. I used to be of the Jehovah's Witness. I used to be more. And they came into the truth because after you get to the cause. See, let me tell you something. When you connect with God, the Father in heaven, Yahweh, the Holy Spirit is going to show you. And if you want to know, God is going to lead you and guide you in the direction that you need to go. When you're searching for the truth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So without further ado, I want to go ahead, because we're still following the Revelations, the 17th chapter of Revelation, the 18th chapter, which is the Babylon the Great. Now watch this. We're going to go ahead and go over to 1 Thessalonians, because it's been on my heart. The 5th chapter. Amen.
Yep.
Now, last week, we talked about Isaiah, the 26th chapter. I think it was this past Wednesday, brother, we talked about how we showed you more proof. The Holy Spirit showed me that. Man, I knew nothing about what Isaiah, the 26th chapter, said till I was reading and studying. And I came through reading those. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
And this is a warning. This is a warning to those who teach that you can lose your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say that, you're actually saying that Lucifer, Satan, has more power than God, which we know is a lie. And so when you say that, you don't really have faith. You don't have faith that God can save you for all eternity. So that's dangerous to play with that. That's number one.
Number two,
and this is where we're really going to get into some scripture. Number two, a warning to those who teach and say that the church is going to participate or go through the tribulation. Amen. Again, you're not following scripture. You're not following prophetic interpretation, nor interpretation of the work of the Bible is consistent. When you teach these things, you're basically saying that God does not have a power. Christ does not have the power to keep you. And the scripture says it over and over again, that God is going to keep us from his wrath. Amen. And I'm going to show you more proof, because as I was studying today, I'm like, man, God is just showing me all these scriptures. I don't hide anything. If God gave it to me, I'm going to share it with you, because that's my job. It ain't for me to hide and hurry. I'm not getting any money for hiding stuff or being the first one to say certain things, which I know that I'm not the first one to say. I'm quite sure at some point in the past someone has probably said it too. Amen. Because the Bible says there's nothing what new under the sun. But I'm just bringing it back up. Amen. It's new to me, so I'm going to share it with you just in case you've never heard it. But watch this. We're going to start at 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Now, before I begin to read verse 1, I want you to be aware that in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verses 13 through 18, we just witnessed the church being gathered together. Amen to Christ. They're being raptured. Amen. Now watch this. Paul wrote this in the order for a reason. Paul is showing you the mystery. Remember, he said over in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, he said, behold, I show you what a mystery. Paul is showing you the mystery. The mystery is not to us, the saints, the believers of God, of Yahweh. The mystery is to the world. Those who are lukewarm in the church don't see it, and those who are unbelievers can't see it. But those of us that have the Holy Spirit in us, Paul has showed you the mystery. Now watch this. Now he just showed you in Scripture, and I just gave you the verses where the church has already been gathered together. Now watch this. Now watch the language that Paul says in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Now watch what it says. Paul said, but other times and the seasons, and I'm going to stop right there. We are in the times, meaning the end times, and we are to watch the sea. We're in the season. We are in the season of the great judgment. We are in the season to where the satanic Luciferian rule is about to end. Okay, we're in that season. It's almost over with. Satan is counted. This age is almost over with. His rule is almost done. We are in the season that the saints are about to go home. Amen. Be about to be called home with Christ. Amen. We are in that season. Okay? We are in the end time. And we're right before, amen, we're on the doorsteps of the great tribulation.
Yes, we are.
Which is also known as the day of the Lord. Amen. The 7 years. The brother said 70th week. This is the season that we are in. And
yes,
it's for the saints. We got to wake up. We got to preach and teach. No matter how much other people don't want to hear it, how much they don't believe it, we got to continue to push this thing because pastors are just so happy to go back to church. Amen. Just to get passed around the offering plate. They're ready to get back to normal. But what they don't know is that it's not. This is it. There is no more normal. This is it. Amen. So watch what Paul says. Paul said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren. Now, when he says that, he's talking to the saints, the believers, the people who are in Christ. He says, ye have no need that I write unto you.
Yes.
This is what Paul said. So of the times and the season of the day of the wrath, the day of the Lord, which is the great tribulation, why would Paul write? And if you look at the context of the scriptures, notice that the church has already been gathered home before he writes this verse. He said, because what he's saying to you is, if you are alive at this time, amen, there's no need for you to worry about it. I don't need to write to you. Paul said that. He said that ye have no need that I write unto you. Listen to the language. Paul said, I don't need to warn you. As long as you have the Spirit of God and you believe, you're good. Because when the trumpet blow, Paul's already said, amen. Those of us that are in Christ that remain. Amen. But before I go further, I want to make a clarification. Amen. From last week, because last week I was talking about, oh, man, I kind of lost my little bookmark. Amen. Hopefully I'll be able to find it. Goodness. Amen. So last week we were talking about, kind of like the resurrections. I want to make a distinct clarification. Who's going to be resurrected when the trumpets blow? When Christ comes back,
right.
Now remember, he's not coming back to the earth. He's not going to touch the earth. He's going to be in the air. Who is Christ coming back to get? He's coming to get the church age saints, not the Old Testament saints, the church age saints. And I'm going to show you why, okay? He says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now watch what he says. He says, for if we believe that Yahshua, Jesus, died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in, see there it is right there, in Yahshua, in Jesus will Yahweh bring with him. Now what he's saying is that when he says in him, to be in Christ, you actually have to be alive after Christ, amen, he was dead, he died, He was crucified, buried, and resurrected. This is what this is referring to. Because Christ said that the Comforter would come, meaning the Holy Spirit, meaning that those who believe are what? In the Spirit. So we are what? In Christ. So he was talking to the church age saints. And this is what Paul's referring to. Paul is saying those of us in this age, he says, God will bring with him, meaning that if you died in Christ, whether it was the past or if you're alive at Christ's return, he's going to resurrect. That's why I say this is a blessed time to be alive.
Yes, it is.
Because we are the church. We're going to witness something great. It's a possibility. And I believe it's possible that it can happen soon,
amen,
that we're going to witness,
amen,
something great. Can you imagine not ever seeing or tasting death? How that's unbelievable. All the people who have died in this world, and even the scripture says appointed once for man to die. But
yes,
Paul said, I'll show you a mystery that we shall not what?
All sleep.
That was the mystery. Paul said, I'm going to show you something by the Spirit. Not all of us will sleep. In other words, that word in the Greek, sleep, is used in this verse, meaning those who are dead in Christ. See, that's why I say sleep, because we are dead in Christ. Now, those who are non-believers and lukewarm, they're dead. They are officially dead. But when you pass away in Christ, the scripture refers to you as sleep, meaning that your soul is resting, meaning that your spirit is resting. It's not in hell. It's not in heaven looking down. I heard people say, oh, they're in heaven. They're not in heaven looking down. Trust me, if I had to be in heaven looking down at all this mess going on earth, I'd be stressed in heaven. Amen.
I know. I know.
Amen, doctor. They are not looking down at this filthy world. Trust me, if they believed in Christ before they left this world, their soul is sleeping like a baby. Amen. That's why our comfort is. Amen. Now watch what it says in verse 2. That's 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 2, getting back. But I have to show you that. Verse 2 says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Stop right there. So you got to listen, follow the scripture, listen to the language. Paul is saying that you yourselves, the believers, know perfectly that the day of the Lord, what's the day of the Lord? The seven-year period, the great judgment, punishments on the unbeliever. That's the day of the Lord. That's that seven-year period, the 70th week. Amen. The brother preached on that. He broke it down and explained. We're going to have him to do it again one day here soon so you can get some more knowledge in what the 70th week is. Amen. Amen. He said that so cometh as a thief in the night. Now watch this. Why would Paul say it's as a thief in the night? Basically what he's saying is be watching because you don't know when he's going to come. See, we already know that Christ is going to return in that seven-year period. Amen.
Yeah.
But he said that the day of the Lord coming as a thief in the night, it can happen any day, any moment, anytime.
Amen.
But we ought to be watching, meaning that we ought to guard our souls, our spirit, be careful what we do, what we say. We ought to walk in the Spirit as often as we possibly can. Amen. So we may be what? Ready when Christ comes. Man, we want to stack up as many rewards as we possibly can. Amen.
Yeah.
Why not? Amen. Why not? You don't mind working overtime. You don't mind trying to make all the money that you can in this life, which is going to perish. Why not try to stack up as much spiritual rewards as going to last you for all eternity? Amen. So I want to show you these scriptures to let you know that the church is not going to go through. And let me show you why. Let me show you some more scripture. Verse 3 says, watch this. For when they shall say, watch this, peace and safety. That's what they try to tell you now. Oh, everything's going to be all right. Just take this old vaccination. Amen. You'll be all right. Oh, go back to work. No, we don't want y'all. Things are going to be back to normal. Hey, don't worry about nothing. Everything's going to be fine. Peace and safety is what they're trying to tell you right now. Peace and safety. That's what they want you to believe. Oh, just take the vaccination. You'll be all right. Hey, just go back to work. Hey, keep doing what you're doing. Everything's going to be fine. Oh, what? Now they talk about another one coming out. But watch what the scripture says. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Now, notice the language. It says it cometh upon who? Them. Who is them?
Them.
The lukewarm and the numberly, not us. Paul is saying that that sudden destruction was going to come upon us, the saints. Come on now.
No.
Amen. No. Folks out here teaching, oh, well, the church going to know. You're going to go through the tribulation. I will be in heaven. Amen. It says, cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Man, we've said this before. I'll say it again. You can buy all the toilet roll that you want, all the water. Go buy as many guns and bullets and weapons. But whatever you feel like you need that you blitz, you're going to escape what's about to come. Lord, have mercy. You have you will not escape what's about to come. Now, watch this, what it said. I'm going to say, I'm going down and read. It said, but ye brethren, watch this. But ye brethren, who's the brethren? The believers, the child, the children of the Most High God, are not in darkness. They should overtake you as a thief. Paul, because you are going to be ready. It will not overtake you. You ain't got to worry about it. You are not a lukewarm believer. Amen. In fact, they just lukewarm. They not even believe. They just lukewarm in the church. Amen. Amen. So it's not going to overtake us. But those who are playing God and just in church, out here faking and shaking, it's going to overtake them as a thief, meaning that they will be here. They are going to go through the day of the Lord. We will not go here. Go through it, amen. Because it says here in Scripture, are not in darkness. Amen. We know what's going on. We are aware of what's going on. We see what's going on. We are watching for Christ to return. In fact, we've already told that we believe the time is going to be soon. Amen. We're not saying that we know for a fact, but we believe that. Amen. The time is drawing near, and that it is time for us to warn as many people as we possibly can, because we want you to be saved. We don't want you to miss this great opportunity, amen, to be gathered together and see this beautiful event that's going to take place. Amen. The lightning is going to strike from east to west. The sky is going to roll back, and guess what? We're going to be caught up to heaven. Man, it's going to be so beautiful. We're going to have some beautiful robe. Your body's going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. If you got a leg missing, you're going to have a brand new leg. You're going to have a brand new body. Amen. If you can't hardly walk, amen. If you're bent over, you're going to be straight again. You're going to look young and immaculate for the rest of all eternity. Don't miss this great event. Amen. I'm telling you, whatever you're dealing with, you ain't got to deal with it when Christ comes back. Now watch what it says. Amen. In verse 5, it says, ye are all the children of light. This is the saying. And the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. And I'm going to let you read the rest of it on your own, but read down to verse 11. That's such a beautiful verse, because I got to move on. Amen. I want to give the brothers some. Amen. But before I do, amen, then I'm going to come back with Revelation, the 6th chapter. But before I do, I got to share this with you today when I was studying and researching. I'm going to show you what I found. Go over to the book of Zephaniah. This is a very small book, amen. And, you know, a lot of times, and we overlook, amen, small things. But, amen, sometimes the smaller things have a great impact. Amen. Amen. They have a great impact. I want to show you this, amen. This is important because this is pertaining to how the world is going to fall. See, they think they're getting away with everything, amen. The governments of the world, we've been talking about that, amen. We've been talking about the religious Babylon and the commercial Babylon. They think they're getting away with so much wicked, evil, crooked stuff. But I got to show you this, amen. Now watch this, because the brother showed me the book of Zephaniah, because he talked about Zephaniah, the first chapter. Oh, he talked about Zechariah, the first chapter, verses 8 and 9. But I want to take you over to Zephaniah real quick. We're going to go over to, it's the first chapter. Amen. Let me see if I can find it. There it is. Finally found. Okay, here we go. Amen. So Zephaniah, the first chapter, verse 7. And we'll read on down to verse 14. And I'm going to turn over to the brother now. Then, amen. Let him bless you. Amen. This is what it says. Verse 7 says, hold thy peace at the presence, amen, of the Lord God Yahweh.
Yes.
Lord God, amen. For the day of the Lord is at hand. Amen, brothers. Talk to
us.
This is prophetic here. Just talk to us. It says, for the Lord had prepared a sacrifice. He had bid his guests. Amen. Don't you know that and I got to say this, doctor, because we talked about this.
Go ahead,
how when
brother.
John was called up into heaven, when John was called up to heaven, that was a type. Amen. In other words, John was Christ had put John in the spirit and showed him the future. He allowed John the apostle to witness the gathering together of the saints.
Yes, sir.
Y'all not
yes,
hear
sir.
What I'm saying? He witnessed
yes.
the gathering together of the saints. So when he was called up hither, that's at the same time. He said, let me show you, amen, the mystery. He wanted to show John the apostle the mystery of the future, the church that was to come. Let me show you. He had gathered the saints together before the day of the Lord. Amen. This was the what? This was an invitation, amen, for the bride, amen, for the feast, not the actual feast, but an invitation. So you know how you get an invitation to an event? The event is going to take place when? In the millennial reign.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
We have gotten our invitation. See, when we're preaching to you, we're extending an invitation for you to meet your Lord in the air. But when he come back to get the saints, we're going to meet with him, and he's going to take us back. He's going to reward us, and he's going to come back and judge. And he's going to take care and put his enemies under his feet to make them his footstool. And then we're going to reign with him 1,000 years. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
No,
I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back. Amen. I'm going to come back. Amen. And I'm going to go more into that invitation. I'm going to show you over Revelation, the 19th chapter, the actual invitation. It's not the event. It's just an invitation. So you know how you get an invitation to a wedding? My wife got an invitation to one of her relatives' wedding. Amen. She received the invitation in the mail that let her know the date, the time to be ready, and she began to what? Prepare herself. Amen. To be
amen.
At the wedding event, amen. And that's what we're doing here is the same. We are preparing ourselves as the children of God for this wedding event, amen.
Yes,
so it's not the actual
yes,
event. It's just the invitation. I got my invitation. I've accepted my invitation. I mean, I have accepted salvation, amen. The watchman on the wall, Elder Bazaar, has a long time ago, amen, the Lord blessed him. He told me that, amen, he received an invitation. He accepted his invitation, amen. We are just awaiting, amen, for the things to take place, amen. Now watch
yes.
verse 8, amen. Watch verse
amen.
8. Verse 8 says, and it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice, there we go, that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Amen. The folks are not going to get away with it. We think people that have become wealthy and rich off of what the parents have done. I've heard some rumors about people who are wealthy, how their parents were involved in crime, and that's how they were allowed to pass on the wealth to their children. That's why their kids are millionaires and billionaires, because the dirt that they did. But you know what? They all got to pay. And if they didn't
yes,
repent
sir.
Before they left this earth,
yeah.
world, they're
yeah.
in hell right
yeah.
now. So they're paying
yes,
for
sir.
You ain't getting away with yeah. nothing. Bob already told you ain't going to escape. You may think you're going to escape, but you're not.
Right.
Verse 9 says, in the same day, also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their masters' houses with violence and deceit. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord, said the Lord, that there shall be a noise of a cry from the fish gate and a howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. How ye inhabitants of Marktesh, for all the merchant people are cut down. All they that bear silver are cut off. Now watch this. Watch verse 12. Amen. Watch verse 12. Amen. Verse 12 says this, and it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with counselors and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that they in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Amen. What that's referring to, kind of reminds of the people say, oh, God prolonged his coming. God ain't going to come back. Amen. You know, we've been hearing that for years. So this is the same people who are putting off God, talking about, God, there ain't no such thing as one save, always save. But these are the people, same people talking about, oh, you know what, man, it ain't, we're going to go through the great tribulation. Look here. When you say these types of things, let me show it to you. Go to Hebrews 11 chapter, verses 6 through 8. Let me show you. These are the same people who are basically talking about God prolonging his coming. The world has turned its back on God. They are straddling the fence. So you have to be all the way. You got to believe this thing all the way. You got to have the faith. And now I'm going to get turn over to the brother. Amen. But before I do, let me read verse 13.
Go ahead, brother.
Therefore, their goods shall become a booty. Amen. In other words, somebody else is going to own your stuff that you have. And their house is a destination. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them. Lord have mercy. And they shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near, and hasted greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. Amen. Lord have mercy. Now, I'm going to show you real quick. I'm going to turn over to the book. This is Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6. Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 6. And I'm going to read 7 and 8, then I'm going to turn it over to it. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Don't you know that we are supposed to move with fear? Oh, man, y'all been talking about this rapture thing that's gathering together. Man, look here. Live your life for God. Don't worry about folks around you. Be as Noah was during the time of the flood. Because the Bible said that so as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the return of the Son of Man. Diligently seek God. Study your Bible. Read your Bible. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love God with your whole entire being. Because only by faith, amen, you are saved. Amen. Not by nothing you do, but by walking in the Spirit. Watch this. It said, prepare an ark to the saving of his house. Man, we have a responsibility to save our household. Amen. I talk to my children often. Amen. I want to know where my children are at, especially spiritually. Amen. But watch what it said. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Amen. Doctor, go ahead.
Come on,
I have to say that. Go ahead, doctor.
Lord. Brother, we're living in that time now where people don't know it, but the biblical scripture says that majority of the world is lost. And
yes,
most people in this age and in the age passes and in the age that's coming are going to be more disbelievers, more people who will try to deny God, try to deny his holiness, try to deny that what the scripture says and what he's going to do. They're laughing at it now. They think it's funny. They think it ain't going to happen because they ain't seeing it in their time. But you got to realize, amen, man's life longevity is only 80 years. After 80 years coming, you headed for the grave. Too many people don't live too past 100. Very few people live past 100. And the way people are dying today, they're dying before they even get understanding what the scripture is, and then don't want to listen to it. But the Bible tells me, exactly what to do when it comes to this world. I want you to go to John, 1 John, Epistle, John, 15th verse, 2nd chapter, 15th verse. It reads like this to the church.
Whoa.
It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man, that goes from anybody, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Did you understand?
Amen.
Those that's listening after, do you understand what I'm saying? If you love the world more, then you love God. The love of the Father is not in you. The only way the love of the Father can be in you is through salvation. Salvation can only come by Jesus Christ. It says here, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Amen.
If love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is not of, but is of the world. All this lusting and all these organizations and all these big shots and all the Illuminati's and all the playing programs by man and football and basketball and Hollywood and is of the world. God is not of it. Why? Because it's the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And that's what people love. They love that. They love that. They'll go to hell for it. They don't care nothing about salvation. They don't have no idea what they're headed for because they won't listen. Not that the word of God is not being preached, but like the majority of the world today don't want to hear it. And if
that's
you don't want to hear it, God's not going to shove the glorious gospel down your throat. And I say this, if you want to go to hell, you can go. The only thing you got to do is to reject what? The blood of Jesus Christ. That's what the world don't want to accept, the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the devil knows that the blood of man, the blood of animals, or any other blood has no power for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The only blood that has power for salvation is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is who? Now, here's what people run into. Here's where you get these false religions. Here's where you get these occult religions. Here's where you get these people who make up scriptures and twist scriptures and make it seem like it's coming from the word of God. Listen to what John says. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abideth forever. What is the will of God? The will of God is that every man be saved. Oh, listen.
That's
to
right.
Me. The will
Amen.
Of God is that every man, woman, boy, and girl is to receive Jesus Christ. That's God's will. And if you have not met that criteria of receiving Christ in your life and repenting of your sins, you are a lost soul without a Savior, without redemption, without peace, without love. You don't have nothing. The only thing you're dependent upon in this world is a materialistic world. That's why you got a whole lot of mega ministries. They're preaching money,
That's right.
faith, preaching all kind of biblical doctrines that don't even come out the Bible. They have took one scriptures and rolled it until they're riding people right straight into hell. Because listen what it says here. It says, little children, this is the last time. You know what time it is? This is the last time. We're living in the end time. We're living in a time just before the 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet. And I don't care what nobody say. You can call me crazy. You can call me lunatic. You can call me eccentric. In my heart, I believe. And I'm going to occupy till he comes. I believe 2022, it's going to be a closing time. It's going to be a closing. I seen an angel in Revelation, the 10th chapter, that came down from heaven in the middle of the tribulation period, and he put one foot on the land and one on the sea, and he held a little book up in his hand, and he said, the time that's now shall be no longer. Time is so short, I ain't got time to go back in Bible prophecy and bring it forward so you can understand. We're living in a time now where the Bible says in the last days, the Jews, now listen to me. It said the Jews will come back in their land. I'm telling you right now, the Jews are back in their land. They say the Jews will be coming from the four corners of the earth. They're coming back from the four corners of the earth. The Jews will be established a temple. And they are established a temple right now. They got the material. They got the priests. They're getting the Ark of the Covenant. This is all in Bible. And Jesus said, when you shall see the Jews coming back to the land from the four corners of the earth, Ezekiel said they would come back. Jeremiah said they would come back. Isaiah said they was going to come back. Daniel said they was coming back. Well, they're coming back in droves. They're coming from the east, west, north, south. And you know why? Because end time is here. End time is here. There's nothing that I can say to try to convince you end time is here. I ain't got time to be playing hanky-panky. I ain't got time to be playing chess. I ain't got time to be playing bingo. I ain't got time to be running up and down on the highway trying to find a little joy bug and try to find a little drugs and try to find a little sex. I ain't got time for that. Why? Because that's going to pass away. That's going to disappear. Yes. That's going to be burned up. All this lust, all this homosexual, all this lesbianism, all this adultery, all this stuff is going to burn up. Oh, y'all don't listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying.
Doctor.
It's going to burn up. Your house is going to burn up. Your clothes going to burn up. Everything on this planet is going to be consumed in fire because heaven and earth shall pass away. But the word of God will stand forever. And whoever does the will of God and live for God and know what it means to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the brother said already, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ will rise. And let me tell you, it's going to be so quick, so fast, make your head swim. Let me tell you something. You talking about losing your mind when the rapture occur, a lot of people actually are going to lose their mind.
Yes, sir. Yes,
They're going to go crazy. They are going to care less about their souls during the tribulation period than they do now. Because when the tribulation comes, it's going to be hell. I done told you once. I got to repeat it again. It's going to be a hell on earth.
Right.
There ain't gonna be no school. There ain't gonna be no church. There ain't gonna be no gathering in. There ain't gonna be no banqueting.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't gonna be no football. There ain't gonna be no basketball. Why? That's gonna pass away. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Lord, I'm ready. There ain't gonna be nothing here because men are gonna find out that God is getting ready to judge the world in righteousness. And if you don't have the righteousness of Christ in you, guess what? You're gonna be left here at the tribulation period. Listen to what it says. Let me run on. He said, little children, it is the last time.
Yes,
as
sir.
You have heard that the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
You see where it says Antichrist? It says Antichrist. It has got, it ain't got no S on the end of it. It's got Antichrist. The Antichrist shall come. Even now,
sure.
There are many Antichrists. Well,
yes,
what
sir.
Is the Antichrist? Antichrist is any person that deny. Here we go. This is the way you can distinguish between the occult and true Christianity. True Christianity says that Jesus Christ, I'm talking about true Christianity. I know what true Christianity is. True Christianity is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, it said, little children, it is the last time, as you have heard, that the Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that this is the last time. You got all kinds of occult religions. Religions that got a good name. You got churches that the name of the Catholic, different kinds of denominations. And even denominations sound good, but everybody in the denomination, they don't mean they saved because a Baptist don't save you, a Presbyterian don't save you, good
Amen.
God Almighty, a preacher don't save you. And I was raised in the Baptist I can't say faith because Baptists don't have no faith. My faith is in Jesus Christ. Ooh, yes,
right.
Indeed. Some people say, I'm born a Baptist, I die a Baptist. Well, I don't want to be born a Baptist. I want to be born of God. And if you are born of God, then you will confess out loud that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. That's the problem. The devil knows that Jesus Christ is Almighty. He knows that he's the eternal one. He knows that he's the great God. He knows he died on Calvin's cross. He knows that he got up from the grave on his own power. He knows he went back to heaven. He knows that he's coming back again. That's why you got the devil raising hell in all four corners of the earth. People are killing. We got 40 wars going on now. We got baby killing. 62 million babies are killed every year. We got people on Facebook. We got people on Instagram. We got people on YouTube.
Right.
They're prostituting little 5 and 6 year old girls. They're raping them.
Right, come on, doctor. Tell the truth.
They're killing them in the streets with shotguns, and they can't stop it. Reason why? Because the devil said, belongs to me. I'm going to wreck it. And folks are sitting around, church folks are sitting around, think it's going to get better. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to get better. It's not going
That's
to get
right.
better. It's going to get worse. It has to get worse because Satan is going to take over this earth for 7 years. That's the 7-year tribulation. That's the time that God is going to permit Satan to say, now go ahead and do what you got to do. See who you
keep.
That's what he's going to do. And the world is saying, hey, we want the devil. That's why you got a lot of Baphomets. You got a lot of Illuminatis. You got a lot of secret societies. You got all these occults. You got Freemasons. You got all these foul, foul secret societies that's blaspheming God Almighty. And this is what the Bible talks about. People have a form of godliness, but they don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost
got
to be in. Before you can confess that God Almighty became flesh, seen among angels, justified by the Spirit, received up into glory. You cannot say that Jesus Christ is God Almighty but by the Holy Ghost. And if a person cannot confess it and admit it and receive it, they are antichrist because they have denied. They have denied what? They have denied the only true sacrifice where men can be saved from sin, death, hell in the grave. And you know what the devil done? The devil said, I started this at the Tower of Babel. I started all these religions. Every religion you see today come from Babylon.
That's right. The Pope
is working up right now to get a one world church, and the Pope will be the false prophet, and the Antichrist will be the beast. And they tell me they're working on it right now. And the reason people can't see it, because they don't know the word of God. They don't know what Jesus said. He said, there's going to come in my name and say, I am Christ. He said, don't believe them not. He said, whether they come in the desert, whether they come in the back door, he said, don't believe it. Because when I come from glory, I'm not coming in the back door. I'm not coming in the side door. I'm coming from power of heaven. I'm going to split the sky.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, you ever split wood? Amen. Well, God is going to split the sky. When he split the sky, he's coming back with the church, because the church was taken up 7 years before the tribulation end, and we will be caught up in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Let me tell you, 2030 is a right round the corner. And let me tell you something. 2022 is going to be, I believe, the closing year of the last generation, just before the tribulation. The tribulation is going to take 7 years. From the tribulation period to the second coming of Christ is 7 years. Oh, my God. 7 years. 2030. 2022 is an adjusting year, because in 2022, my God, folks are going to what? They're going to get worse. Men are going to get worse. People are going to start jumping from buildings. People are going to start committing suicide.
Yeah.
They tell me it's going to increase. The drugs are going to increase, because more people are taking more drugs now that's not reported in our society, and they're killing. Our marriages is a bangle. They tell me that people are betraying each other. They're lying to each other. Listen to what it says. We're going to move on, and I'm going to hand it to the brother. He says, listen to what it says.
You're all right.
He says, Antichrist, whereby we know that this is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they were had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be manifested. These false religions went out from us because they heard the gospel. They heard the gospel. The church of Sardis, the church of Sardis in Revelation, the church was split up. Why? Because Martin Luther nailed 95 theses on Wittenberg's door and told the Roman Catholic Church, y'all got 95 theses that is false, that is false, that is lying. You're Antichrist. And they tell me they burned Martin Luther's stake because he stood up against the truth. He stood up against the truth and told the world Jesus Christ is Lord and that the just shall live by faith. And that's what the just people live by. I don't live by works. I don't live by how good I am. I don't live by how bad I am. I live by the grace of God, what he did on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. I know that I was a sinner. I know that I need to be redeemed. I know that I need help. And I called on his name. And when I called on his name and believed on his name and accept his name, he changed my life. Because salvation is a change in your life. And if you haven't been changed, you ain't been saved. If you ain't come from out of hate and bigotry and not the love of God, you don't know because the Bible says God Almighty is love, nothing but love. Love to He loved those that don't love him. And he loved us so much that he did the ultimate thing that no other man, no other angel, no other cherubim, no other seraphim could do. And that is, he took our sin, your sin, and was nailed to a cross, went in the grave, and got up on the third day morning. Now he's sitting on the right side of the Father, and he's coming back again to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. Let me move on a little further, and I'm going to give it up to the brother. He says here, he went out from us, made manifest that they were not of us. But as you have the unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know the truth. No lie is of the truth. Who is a liar?
Amen.
22nd verse. Who is a liar? Now, here's a liar. A liar, but who is a liar but he that denies Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. If you deny the Father, you deny the Son. If you deny the Son,
right,
you deny the Father, because both are one. They're all one, co-equal. He's God the Father, God the Holy Son, God the Holy Ghost. And when Christ died and got up from the grave, God raised himself. You know why? Because Jesus Christ said, I got power to lay down my life, and I got power to pick it up again. I received this from my Father. There's nobody could have picked Jesus Christ out of the grave but his own self, God the Father. Oh,
amen.
You can't understand that. God, that's too deep for a lot of people. Because he's one God. There ain't no three gods. There's one God. But the polygamy occult world got all kind of gods. They got God for everything.
Right.
These are false gods. These are demonic demigods. They are wicked spirits that came from ancient times. These are wicked spirits that drew up that from Mount Hermon. When Mount Hermon began to cohabitate with the human race, they brought different doctors in. Doctors exist today to deny the Trinity, to deny the God because he is God by himself. This is what it says. Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Now, I'm going to go back in Revelation, the 20th chapter, and I'm going to close it with this here. Amen. Listen to this in Revelation. Amen. The 20th chapter. The 20th chapter, the 8th verse. It says, I'll start at the 7th verse. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But he says, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all, you hear what I say? All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth fire, yes, sir, and brimstone. And there came seven angels, and they had the seven vials full of the seven plagues, which talk with me, and come and say, come up here, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. This is what's going to happen to the mark of the beast, going to happen to the false prophet, and all the people that follow these false, phony, jackleg, they ain't got no kind of principle of who Jesus Christ is, and that's why they can't teach nothing but materialisticism. Oh, send me your money, send me your this, send me your that. But I got $1 million home. I got a 2 planes. I got all kind of stuff. Get up talking about a motivation call. And don't say nothing about it. Don't say nothing about the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't say nothing about living a Christian life, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And that don't mean jumping around and speaking in tongues. It means living in the love of God. That means help somebody and show them the way. People should put more emphasis on winning souls than trying to get the world to look at them. And I don't care how much you sing. I don't care how much you dance. I don't care how much you see your tongue. I don't care the fine clothes you got on. I don't care about the education. If you die and leave this money without knowing who Jesus Christ is, I'll guarantee you with no money back, you go to hell through the word of God, because God is not going to tolerate no sin. No sin in heaven. Oh, my. No racism right in heaven. Ain't no bigotry in heaven. Ain't no dark alleys and concrete and asphalt. None of that. There ain't no hospitals. Oh, my God. There ain't no marching talking about black lives. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know a life, amen, more important than anybody's life. And that was the life of Jesus Christ, because he died. Come on now, to save us from sin, that we don't have to go to a devil's hell. Now, you're going to tell me, and I love every one of you out there. I love you to the most. But I got to tell you this from the word of God. Don't you ever think that you can go to heaven without accepting Jesus Christ. You can't go.
That's right.
It's off of God's limit, and it's off of your limits. If you could go, now I'm just saying this because I know you can't go. If you could go and get a glimpse of it one time, you would lose your mind.
That's right.
So you got the mind of a carnality. You got the mind of the flesh, and you couldn't bear the light. You couldn't bear the holiness. You couldn't bear the sanctification. You couldn't bear the love. You couldn't bear nothing. And you, I believe this, if you could get a glimpse at it, you would tell God, send me to hell. I can't live in this. But if you go to hell, you'd be saying, let me out, please. And you can't change your mind in hell. The only mind that you can get changed is the change you change your mind now. Change your mind and repent and turn to God. Turn to Jesus Christ and hate sin. Because this world is folding up. The Antichrist, and I'm going to tell you this, and I told you before, the Antichrist is alive now. He's about 53 years old, and he's alive right now. And he has to be alive right now. The reason why, because the temple, amen, is in preparation. And when the Jews get ready to build a temple, the Antichrist has to be right here to sign the peace pact. You hear me what I'm saying? He has to sign the peace pact. He has to sign an oath that the Jews have a right to build their temple. And this is the first time it ever happened in 2,600 years. The Jews are restoring back to meet the false Christ. The false Christ is going to get them believe that he is Jesus Christ, and he's a liar. He's a white horse in the Revelation. He's a white horse in Zechariah. He's the one that's getting ready to ride. He's been riding for a long time. And the first ride that he made was with Nimrod. Became a mighty hunter. He was the first dictator of the world. And ever since then, we have dictators coming and going. We have Adolf Hitler. We have Mussolini. He had all, man, you can name them all, men who tried to take the place of God. And here we got the final role. The Antichrist is lying. He belongs to the Illuminati. He knows about Baphomet. He knows about Kabbalah, which is a Jewish occult. that they deny. They have the Jewish cult, which is called the synagogue of Satan. They have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. In other words, blasphemed the Holy Ghost, saying that Jesus Christ cast out devils by the prince of devils. Holy Ghost
That's
is
right.
the prince spirit of devils, and Jesus Christ was using it. That's a sin that's not forgiven in this world and the world to come. And there's a lot of Hollywood movies that blaspheme and say, I am making money. I don't care if I have to become a faggot. I'm going to make me some money. I don't care if I got to come to
Amen.
I'm going to make me some money, baby. I don't care if I have to be a whore. And that's what those girls are doing. They look good. Oh, yeah. Man, they look like a fox out of a foxhole. We in my day, you used to call them hammers. Man, that girl got a leg on her. Man, look at that. And that's what the devil loves. He's crazed out of it. That's the lust of the flesh and the pride of life.
That's right.
And men are crazy over it. They got all these magazines. And they got church folks sitting up in church lusting. Preachers lusting.
Right.
That's that backslidden, whorish church. And we got a lot of people in the major denomination. They ain't doing nothing trying to get what they can get. We're in the last day, and it's not going to go back to the early church no more. When the day of Pentecost came, ain't nobody going outside now. People locking the door now. They don't want to come to church now. Preachers shutting down the church.
That's right.
They're shutting it down. We don't want to preach that gospel. Not well. You wasn't preaching nothing in the first place. Because if you were preaching the whole Bible, amen, and God called you to preach, you should be out there telling somebody, even if you had to be hung upside down. You're going to tell somebody Jesus Christ is it. It ain't the Pope. It ain't no T.D. Jakes. It ain't no Clef Dollar. It ain't none of them. And I don't see how the world people be so stupid to listen to that garbage. It ain't up a garbage. You ain't going to get nothing but headaches and backaches and fussing and fighting. I don't know about this, but the other day I was reading on YouTube where they found a whole bunch of money in, what's this?
Oh, yeah. Name? Yeah, Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen.
500 envelope in the back
and
of the church.
Yeah. The plumber, yep.
500 envelope. Thing. Packed with money and checks hid in the walls in the bathroom.
Lord have mercy.
They had stuff back in there. And you sitting up in there listening to that raw garbage.
That's it.
And the man is robbing people blind.
That's it.
With what? Smooth speaking. Smooth. That's a little warm check. Jesus
Come
Christ
on,
said, that kind of gospel makes me sick. He said, I'm going to have liberty. It makes him so sick, no medicine could make him well. He said, I have to throw you up out of my mouth. You make me so sick, you make me gurgitate. That's a hypocritical people who carry the name of Jesus Christ and living like a raw devil with a whole bunch of horns stuck on his head.
That's
and the
it.
World, and the world is laughing and joking and clowning and thinking, oh, you
Come
got
on,
TV shows. All kind of things, mocking God, laughing at God. But where's the day coming? And I asked God, Lord, I don't know what day he's coming, but Lord, just give me an opening that I can know. I know he's coming soon. I know that. If I don't know now, the Lord is not going to surprise me when the trumpet blows.
That's right. Amen.
And he's not going to surprise you, Brother Tim, and your wife.
Amen.
Your family, it's not going to be no surprise.
That's right.
When he blow that trumpet, this old earthly body will be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And the grave are going to be sick and throw up the dead. And they will come in a new mortal immortality and go on to heaven. I'm going to meet Jesus. And we're going to meet Jesus. And then the world is going to be turned over to Lucifer. God bless you, brother.
Right.
Take it on in.
Amen, Doctor. Awesome word. Amen. Awesome word. Amen. Excuse me. Amen.
Amen.
The time of darkness is getting near. Amen. And what people don't realize, amen, and let me see if I can go back to where I was, amen. What people don't realize is, and you said it, what's about to hit this planet? Daniel talked about it. Christ talked about it. Amen. And there's going to be a time on this earth. Amen.
That's Amen, brother.
So horrible. There's not going to be any escape. All that you know as comfort and peace. See, and don't get me wrong, most of the world is at peace. Now, there are some places, amen, that's not at peace.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
But there's going to be a time, amen, that there's not going to be any peace.
No peace.
And so what I'm going to do, amen, is go back over to Revelation, the 6th chapter. Amen. And we're going to start at verse 12. Amen. There we go. I got it marked now. Amen. Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 12, because I want people to understand that there's not going to be any escape. You are not going to escape the wrath, the judgment, and the punishments that God has waiting for them. And you know what, brother, I was thinking about today when I was studying. I said, I said, man, it's almost going to seem like it's unfair to the people that's born at this time or at that time. Because it's like, because you was born at that time, you got to endure that 7 years, if you can even make it. And people don't even realize that the amount of people that's going to die in a year, we talking about clearly in the billions. The Bible talks about how it's going to be so bad. They don't even know what to do with the body. You think what Hitler and them did was something.
Come on,
man.
Now.
I'm just going to tell you the truth. That's a picnic.
Tell the truth.
Not even a picnic. That's a kindergarten cupcake compared to what's coming. Man, I remember when we was in school, we saw a film about that and how they were just using bulldozers. And the man, we was in shock. I was in junior high when they showed. They were just using bulldozers to bulldoze them bodies into graves and just cover them. I was saying, what in the world? This is what they did to people? Oh, man, the tribulation is going to be far more worse than you can imagine. From the time that trumpet blow, amen, from the time that trumpet blow, the Bible says in Revelation 6 that when Christ began to open the seal, the seven seals, the first one he began to open, he said, and I saw, and behold, a white horse.
A white horse.
And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. It's going to start out bad because the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. There's going to be so much chaos. The fact that people are going to see that their loved ones are gone. Brother, when you said that you hit the nail right on the head. The children are going to be gone. Folks are going to be in hysteria. They're going to lose their mind. Where are my children? I'm going to tell you right now, man, folks, man, you play with people's children. People don't know how to act. But at this time, Lord have mercy. They're going to go to the crib. The baby's going to be gone. They're going to go to the nurseries. The children are going to be gone. The reason that God's going to take the youth out of the world at that time, because it's going to be so bad. You think they're abusing now, like the brother said, five-year-olds. And God said, I can't allow that. The Holy Spirit said, God's going to call them out of the world. That's God's grace and mercy. But, Lord, for those who are going to give sup in them days, in other words, if you happen to be pregnant, Lord, have mercy. If your child's unborn, man, look at here. For those who are going to have babies in the tribulation, Lord, have mercy on your soul. Man, we can't stress enough how you ought to be ready and what manner of a man and woman you should be at this time. Not at a later time, at this time, you should be getting your soul, your spirit, prepared for the return of God, getting your word, study your word, love God with all your being. Love your neighbor like you love more than like you love yourself. Man, it's time for love. It's time to prepare because Paul said that. So that day, amen, and you said, won't come on us as a what? Thief in the night. His family's prepared. My family's prepared. I just showed you over in the book of Zephaniah, we ought to get our households ready. Over in the book of Thessalonians, we should have our household as the children of God. We don't have time to be talking no foolishness. Oh, man, you hear people out there, oh, they've been saying that forever. They're on the fence. More than 70% of the people that attend church, they do as a ritualistic, religious event. That's it. It's like watching football. It's like going to the baseball game with a kid. It's just a religious thing. They're not in it to win it. They're not in there for the song. They go to church because they grew up in church. Man, this thing is real. You go to church for salvation, to praise and to serve the Most High God. Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Watch what it says. And I beheld, and when he had opened the 6th seal, watch what it said, and lo, there was a great earthquake.
Woo!
Lord have mercy. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
Lord,
talking about the return of Christ, getting ready to come back. Amen. We're in that last 3.5 years. See, the Revelation of 6th chapter is a prelude. It's a interlude. In other words, it basically covers all of Revelation, but it covers the main events of the whole book of Revelation. Amen. And
right,
most
exactly.
But it's mainly talking about. Amen. It's talking
amen.
About the what. Punishments and judgments. That's what Revelation 6 is about. The seals being opened. And man,
yeah.
Look at here. Now, if you think it's not talking about, let's go over to Matthew, the 24th chapter. I'm going to show you. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 29. I'm going to show you what it says. This is when Christ is going to return. Now, this is not when Christ has already got the saints. This is when Christ is about to get ready to come back to the earth. Amen. During the time of the battle of Armageddon.
Why yeah, right, right.
The 24th chapter, verse 29. Amen, doctor. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days.
Go ahead, brother.
See, when Christ is getting ready to come back. Those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. And the power of the heavens shall be shaken. Can you imagine the earth shaking, ringing like a bell? I'm talking about it's just going to shake. Can you imagine the whole, it's just going to be pitch black dark.
Good
Lord have mercy. Man, you probably not going to even be able to see your hand in front of your face. Who would want to be here during that time? It's going to be a miracle. And hear me what I'm saying. It's going to be a miracle for someone to go into the tribulation and to come out of the tribulation. And, Lord, if that ain't enough to convince you, Lord, have mercy on your soul. We know that those souls will be lost, amen, if they don't receive salvation. Now, watch what it says. Amen. So that's what it's talking about. And it said, verse 30, it said, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, Lord, because now they know. Because you want to know why they know? Guess who's been talking about it?
Come on,
144,000 and the two witnesses been telling them all, look at here. They've been warning them. Ooh, man, look at here. See, people afraid of the devil, demons. Man, let me tell you something. God ain't nothing to play with. The Bible says even the demons tremble at his name. Man, when Christ show up on that white horse, and we going to be with him. We are going to be with him. Brother, do you know that it's a shock to me that the pastors are not even teaching this in church? It was a shock to me to learn that. Amen. Doctor, it's a shock that the saints don't even know that we coming back with Christ.
That's right. They
I said, Lord. What are they teaching y'all in church that y'all don't know that the saints going to come back with Christ? And after he come back, we're going to reign for 1,000 years.
Yes, sir. Praise.
Amen. Like the brother said, if it kicks off in 2022 to 2029, I already told you that there's a video on YouTube under the guy. He was an engineer for the government. His name was Bill Snyder. His dad worked for the CIA. He acknowledged on this video on YouTube, and I saw this years ago, and all this stuff that's going on is a shock. Me and the brother been talking. I said, you know what? That's funny, because he said in his video that the American government, the military, is hiding the fact that there's going to be a UFO invasion in 2029. I said, what, man? Look at her. When I was studying my Bible, I said, Lord, have mercy. And the church is not even aware. They ain't even studying. Amen. Because the Bible talks about these things. Amen. There's going to be a great war on this planet, which is going to be the wars of wars. The demons are going to try to fight with their type of all the technology that they got. You're going to have the people on earth going to try to fight with all the technology that they got. Christ is going to wipe them out. He's just going to be real with you. He's going to just send them straight to hell, because you can't defeat Christ. You can't beat God. You can forget about that. No. Satan even knows that. You can't beat God. Amen. He's going to put all his enemies under his feet. But watch what it says in the scripture, verse 30 of Matthew, the 24th chapter. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the end of heaven to the other. Lord, have mercy. And folks don't want to get right. Amen. Back over to Revelation, the sixth chapter. I got a little bit. Oh, man, time. Amen. We're going to continue this next week. Amen. But before I turn it over to the brother, we're going to talk about some salvation. We're going to close out. I'm glad I looked at the clock, doctor. Amen. But I want to share this with you. Revelation, the sixth chapter, verse 13. Amen. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, here it is, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens of the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. Lord, have mercy. And from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Lord, have mercy. You don't want to get saved? Oh, you think this is going to be a joke if you want to, but like the doctor said, it's going to be hell on earth. And then Christ going to rain down those judgments. See, these strong, powerful governments, the Bible references them like a mountain. In other words, it's hard to move. They're very powerful governments. These governments are going to shake and fall. Amen? And then there ain't going to be nothing they can do against Christ. When Christ come back on that horse, and we're going to be right there with him, ain't nothing they're going to be able to do. They're going to be running for their lives. It ain't nothing they can do. You know what's so sad about it, doctor? They're not even going to repent. Because the Bible just told you that they're going to be running, trying out. So instead of trying to repent and fall on their knees and give him praise, they're going to be trying to run. See, they still are dependent. Amen. They depend on their bunkers. They're dependent on the government system to protect them.
God Almighty.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
Doctor, go ahead and talk about salvation so we can close it out. Hey, we got a few. Go ahead, doctor.
Salvation can only come through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other way salvation can be attained but by the blood of Jesus Christ. It can't be attained by works. It can't be attained by nothing that man made up. And all these religions today are made up by man trying to reach God. But man don't have the power to reach God because,
amen,
number one, salvation is in the blood. And Jesus Christ is the only man, God man, that came to earth. He didn't go to Neptune or Pluto. He came to earth and he suffered on a cruel hill. They slaughtered him, put him in the grave, got up out the grave. Now he got all power in heaven and earth to save souls by his blood. If there's no blood, there's no salvation. No blood, there's no heaven. No blood, oh, my God. You can't go to heaven without the blood. Amen. And you can't live without blood. Your own blood system. You got to have blood in your body to live physically.
Amen.
You got to have Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit for you to live eternally by his blood, because it's by his blood that man can be saved. And the Bible says the only way you can get it, amen, can't buy it, amen, can't jump up and down about it. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. 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 Saved from what? Save your soul from what? Hell, damnation, and the grave. Men today want to go to heaven, but they can't go. They have it in their mind to go to heaven, but they can't go. The wickedest man on the face of the earth, amen, wants to go to heaven. And the most